Avoiding tomorrow will not keep it from coming. It will only keep you from being prepared for what it will bring. Today on Growing Hope, we talk about changing focus, taking action, and getting past the blocks.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are pushing forward and pursuing purpose, no matter what the circumstances try to tell us. I am Catherine Lang, your encourager extraordinaire, here to promise that when you dare to keep going, you will find a way. The going gets tough sometimes. Sometimes you want to quit. Sometimes you think that you need to quit. And sometimes you even think you deserve to quit. Quitting will never change your circumstances. Never. Quitting, like any choice, only changes your focus. Instead of clinging to the possibilities of tomorrow, quitting allows you to settle into the acceptance of today. Acceptance is very different from contentment. You need contentment. Contentment is a peace in the moment with a hope for tomorrow. But acceptance is settling in this moment and settling for what you consider comfortable, even if it's uncomfortable, because at least it's a known factor. When you hit the wall or when your pavement comes to an end, as mine did not too long ago, just take a moment, look around, reevaluate the situation, and even adjust your plan if you need to, but never quit. It may be that things we think are difficult, or even that we believe are impossible, are there for a reason. Maybe they're there to push us to move, or to dare us to think again, or to challenge us into a possibility mentality. My computer crashed, and it was not the first time. This time, it took everything with it that I had been working on the last 2 months. And to add insult to injury, I'd finally gotten to a place of consistency. So I sat there staring at that screen of technological death, and I surrendered. See, the last time it happened, I lost a little bit of data, but nothing that couldn't be rebuilt with relative ease. But this time, oh man, I'd lost what I felt like was everything. I mean, I had a plan and I was attempting to determined to make it work. And so when it all crumbled around me, this time I seriously wanted to quit everything that had anything to do with my word-building world. How many times does something have to disappoint you before it's okay to walk away? And then it hit me. Or maybe it was a ricochet from me punching the wall. You know, that wall of that black screen of that crumbling data. But whatever it was, I realized that even though I wasn't happy with the circumstances, and I wasn't happy about where I was at the moment, there were still possibilities in this new position that I hadn't considered before the position presented itself. So instead of fighting against what wasn't, I decided it was time to shift into what might be. The doubts still danced around in my head. They taunted me every time I thought about something I wanted to use, but then realized it was lost in that hard drive that I can't currently access. So on more than one occasion, I gave in to the doubts and I walked away. For a moment, just to breathe, just to find a piece of peace that would let me keep going. And with each little bit of peace, I built up a foundation on which to stand. No matter the circumstances and doubts, continue to declare that you can. It's okay to take a moment to recharge, but don't give up and never give in. Tomorrow will come, so invest in the little bits of peace and hope that will prepare you to push forward come what may. Hold tight to the realization that what you face is not all that there is. Keep going, and you will find that the sun rises tomorrow. But it's up to you to prepare for your bold and purposeful life. You are designed to live bold and to fill a unique place and purpose. And the more you understand your unique design, the easier it becomes to be bold in walking it out, even when your computer crashes. It is up to you to understand and define your why. And what you choose to see will directly affect what you understand about your journey. So when you change your vision, you change your world. The first thing you need to do is choose to see beyond the storms. Things are going to happen. No matter how well you plan or even how many resources you set aside to deal with that plan, the road is going to turn. The pavement will end. The circumstances will shift. But none of that reduces the possibilities of what lies ahead. I mentioned that computer crash more than once. And I can promise you that it was not anywhere on my to-do list. It took me about a week to begin to see beyond that storm. Now, I saw breaks here and there, but to get fully focused on the point beyond the storm required a little bit more. But once that focus was there, once I saw clearly, the determination followed, and it came like a rocket. I mean, I was up singing, dancing, spreading joy. Glorious day. So you have to see beyond the storms. Second, expect to see more than what's there. That surface view is just that. It's the surface. There's always more to it than what's right there in front of you. I decided a while back to shift my baking practices to address some health issues that we had in the family. So I purchased almond flour. I'd never purchased almond flour before. After looking at the price, I seriously considered not following through with that plan because that stuff is not inexpensive in any shape, form, or fashion. And the bag was tiny, especially when you think about trying to feed a whole family. And when I compared it to the cost of regular, unbleached, all-purpose flour, it was hard to follow through. But I did. I got it. I brought it home, and I started baking with it. And it turns out that tiny little bag packs a great punch. It is unlike regular flour, and it expands so much more. It has qualities that I'd never imagined utilizing, and it went further in recipes than any of my other flours did. But if I had just looked at the bag, I wouldn't have known all of its potential. Many circumstances that we feel are difficult or impossible, we've packed into a tiny bag, but they have a great punch. They're there for a reason. They dare you to see more than what's right in front of you. The third thing is it's not a one-size-fits-all vision. You have to choose to see your positives and not put the vision of others over your sight. After the tornadoes, people would come and they'd look at the damage to our home and they'd warn me of the struggles that we were going to face and what would lie ahead, you know, from dealing with the insurance company to dealing with contractors and blah, 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 blah. But y'all, I saw the potential of what was to come. I saw where we could be when all of this was past us. And I was secure in understanding of what our insurance policy said, so I didn't even worry about that. And I dealt with contractors in the past, so I was comfortable with how I was going to deal with that moving forward. My peace in the circumstances allowed me to see what others couldn't. So find your way to see the positives, no matter what others might see. The fourth thing is to speak the possibilities. What you see is what you'll find, and what you speak is what you will grow. Even in the midst of the storm, dare to speak more. When I shared my computer dilemma with my good friend, Steve, he responded with only a wee bit of snarkiness. He said, well, at least it'll be easier to create the content the second time. Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. Even though he was giving me a hard time, his words rang true. I might not have it in the form I had it before. I might not have it the way I thought it was supposed to be. I might not be able to get it as easily as I could have, but I have it in a way that's going to allow me to create it the second time. And the second time, I know it'll be even better because I'll have worked out all the kinks. So there was a positive. I just didn't really want to see it right there, and I definitely didn't want Steve to be the one that told me. So I started speaking the possibility. It will be better when I rewrite this content. Change your focus by changing the words that you use and speak possibilities. And finally, just repeat the process of seeing and saying and seeing and saying until the positives become as natural as breathing. The more you do something, the easier it becomes, no matter what storms rock the boat. Now, I have always been a relatively positive person. I've always found a way to speak positive things because my dad warned me, your words have power, pretty much from the beginning, from the get-go. So when I graduated from college and came home, I began to intentionally speak positive things. And then when I had kids, when I had children, it was all about speaking the positive just to get me through some of those days. But even with a natural focus towards the positive and a practice of intentional positivity, the tough times have gotten me down sometimes. And I've had to repeat this process of seeing the positive and speaking the positive to build a focus for the positive. That's the way it is. A little bit of positive added to a little bit of positive adds up to a new focus. This changed vision leads the way into possibility living. But the chaos and the noise of the world and the troubles of the circumstances and, of course, the rug-pulling moments, like when your computer crashes, those moments of life are the things that whittle away from that positive focus. You have to make the choice to keep seeing the positive. You have to be intentional about speaking your positive. You have to be determined to daily, a little bit at a time, keep the positive at the forefront, or else you'll find that no matter how good you once were at the positive, the focus has shifted to the storms. You only walk on water when you focus on the one that calms the storms. The moment that you turn your focus to the waves, you're going to sink. If you're going to change the vision to change your purpose and to focus on your place in God's design, you have to make the choice to turn your attention away from the waves and away from the storms. When you change your vision, you will change your world. It is that simple. When you change your vision, you will change your world. Because what you see is what you get. If you see the possibilities, if you see the positives, if you see the hope, that's what's going to drive your day. The circumstances are just a delusion of the world. Yes, I know they're real. Yes, I know they're not always pleasant. Yes, I know that they can make you want to get under that blanket and cry. I did it last week. But they're just a moment. They're just a piece of the puzzle. Your possibilities are way bigger than anything, any circumstances, any moment. And the great news is that the end has already been written. You win. You live in victory. So no matter how bleak it looks outside, the sun is shining and you have the right to live in that light. And when you choose to live in that light, when you choose to see the possibilities, when you choose to hold up that flame and say, I can, then you will. It is that simple, despite what the world is going to try to convince you. You have the right. You just have to choose to see so that you can begin to live in all that you're designed to live. Your purpose is right there. Your purpose has been created for you. The path has been created for you. Now you just have to make the choice to walk it out. It is up to you. Even when the circumstances aren't up to you. Even when it wasn't your choice to be where you are. It is up to you on how you will respond. The way you handle the moment is always up to you. The choices that you make when you're faced with negative circumstances, when you're dealing with that crazy chaos, or when you're having to weather the unexpected storm, those choices will either settle you in the moment or they will elevate you into your possibilities. So today's challenge is to choose to prepare for the moment, even when it seems easier to hide under the blanket. So how do you prepare for tomorrow? It's all about the choices. You have to make the choice to see past the circumstances, those that make you want to curl up under the blanket. So take a breath. Then if necessary, take another breath. And keep taking those breaths until you feel a piece of peace. Once you feel that piece of peace covering you, and by the way, peace is a much better cover than any blanket you can find. But once you have your peace, make a plan for the next step. With your plan in hand, do just a little bit so that you will be prepared for tomorrow. And so that you can hit the ground running. So that you can stand up and say, today is a glorious day. You can push past the negatives trying to encourage you to just hide and avoid tomorrow. But you have to make the choice to change your vision and focus on the possibilities. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope, where we are being intentional to push past the negatives, the circumstances, and those pavement-ending moments. It makes me smile, and it gives me another piece of peace to push me forward in this journey. I look forward to hearing about your peace-building moments, so connect with me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group or by visiting growinghoperadio.com or snarkyrainbows.com. The more we connect and engage, the more we can fuel each other and help change the visions when the storms arrive. Choose to change your vision and you will change your world, I guarantee it. I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.